Okay, so we were on Daf Vav, and the Gemara moves now to the end of the Mishnah, which is said that Achayav Bishkedim, that by bitter almonds, so they're the opposite of the sweet ones. So what does that mean? So I've mentioned it before, but now we see it inside. Achayav Bishkedim Amarim Patur B'Metukim, that which you're Chayav by the bitter almonds, you're Chayav in your Patur for the sweet ones, Ktanim, meaning the small ones. So the bitter almond basically becomes bitterer as it gets larger, but it's sweet at the beginning. And therefore, if you would eat it, you would eat it at the beginning of the process. Sweet almonds in the early process are not great, and therefore they become edible later. And therefore it would be chayev later. The Melachat Shlomo quotes a different pshat from Rav Rabbeinu Yosef. And he says that the difference is kein ochlim b'shkedim amarim ela klipa shela, v'al kein shegadlu sheyav shaklipa hein p'turim kein chiyuv maser el b'klipa. We're talking about pre-chayav, the klipa p'tura. He says it's actually different parts of the fruit, or the almond. I don't know what it's called, fruit. That by the shkedim amarim you only eat the klipa, and so when it grows to full development, the klipa dries out. There is nothing which people would eat. Whereas by the sweet ones, you have the nut, but you don't have the peel. Tani. He says bitter almonds are always butter, even in the early stages. But the sweet ones, they're not chayav until the hull separates from the almond. Right, so again, it has these two coverings, the green, sort of leathery one, and then the woody, brown one. So he holds that not like Tanakama, not Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama, it said that almonds reach Oda Namasar when they formed like the little storeroom, whatever exactly that means, which is earlier on. And Rabbi Yehuda had said that it's only when they form a skin. That's the thin membrane around the nut. And Rabbi Yossi says it happens even later when it's basically about to burst forth. Okay. So, so now the Gemara continues. Hori Rabbi Chanina Betzipor Gadda de Rishma Rabbi Yossi. Chanina paskind like this position of Rabbi Yossi. Bamehori. So, in what case did he paskin like this? Was it by his psak by bitter almonds or by sweet almonds? Tzipor and Amr Bamarim. They say the people of Tzipor say it was by the bitter almonds, that they're always pater. Large or small, it was by the sweet ones that they're not chayev until the hull separates from the almond, but by the bitter almonds, he holds by the Tanakama that they're subject to miser when they're small. Now, the Bavli's version has no suffix, and simply says that Rav Chanina ruled, like Rabbi Yossi, that bitter almonds are pater, both large and small. Now the Rashi Rilio says that Reb Zeira follows Reb Chanina even by sweet almonds, meaning he agrees that he also paskins like him by the bitter almonds. Amar Reb Yochanan yardu lekan nitchayvu, the same bitter almonds that are potter in Sipori based on this psak alu kvar niftru. If they were brought back down, if they're brought down and they became Chayev, and they're brought back to Tzipori, since they're already Pater and Tzipori, they go back. Meaning, so according to Ridvaz, basically, we don't apply the rules of Chumre Makom Shiyatsu Misham. The Pnei Moshe says as follows, Klomar im yardu lekach, the shir hu da amran,
shin parshu klipatana chitzuna v'talshman, nitchayvu ma'yisod, alu kvar nifter, klomar v'im lo talshman,
He says if they change size, right, meaning the hole separates, and then it sticks to it together again, then farnif to avol pi shemitzchil and varzu the bader hashazlim because we go by now. The gra says vaz gomer mitukim she yordim uvaim chayav mashem glazim veigia adshen nefaresh kubatan chitzana chayavim alu klamar she olim mitorat chiyuvam bimarim varzu klik batan chitzok kfar niftaru. Right, so he's a little bit clearer in Ketav Yad Bet. That I feel him yesh, I feel be'echad priest klipa chitzana kulam tzara. That even if one of them reaches the stage, then they're all patur. Hori Rabbi Pinchas, kevan shira ashlosha sheperesh klipa tana chitzana. Once you see three almonds with the hole is separated. Shutorim et kol hakupa, you give on the entire basket. Right, you can assume that you're allowed to give on the entire basket, just like we saw earlier, that we're allowed to make assumptions from one part of it to another. We saw already the Chazon Ish thinks this is only by grapes and pomegranates. Right, and his proof was that here we're talking about three almonds, which is a different standard than we had before. But Amrei Manu Bavachel Yitro Mikupa Al Chaverta. But you can't give from one basket to the other. Right? You can prove from this one, but not to other ones. Okay. Halacha Dalet. So, as we talked about in the previous Mishnayot, in order to be theoretically susceptible to the chiyuv of Maestro, it needs to reach a certain level of development, Onet Hamaser. But we also said that's only potential. It then needs to go through Gmar Malacha. So that's what we're going to start to develop here. Now, how do we know this? So the drasha is Digan Chati or Chavi Yitzarecha, right? The Rash really quoted here. Right? He says, I'll just read you a summary. He says, Arhash to Mayri Matidin Imate Kari Pri Lechaiva Maisha. Then he says, Kari Ochelo Pri. Tell now, we want to know, is it a fruit? Digai Maisha Ukti Pri, Mi Pri Ait, Ukti Vachalta, Vahash to Ire Bidigunan. But now you need a second one. You need to actually process it. Oten shidarkon lasot lahem kibbutz v'digun. You have to make them their pile. The pair is digun kibbutz kri. Because digun doesn't just mean grain. It means processed grain. Kamosha pair is Rashi's al perakam de beitza. Megabei tvua k'tiv digun cha. Rashi says in the context of, in this, in beitza yud gimol. Va'ad v'afil gabei yerek ditav lavi rabbanan tikun be digun. Even by vegetables that are derabbanan with us. Why? It's called the Tikkun Rabban Kain Darai Tikkun Rabban, a very important rule that rabbinic law models itself on biblical law. Until this point, you give to the animals. You can eat a rai before that, but once you did that, you can't. Right? Then it's asr. If there's riyad chatzer or bayit, which is obviously something that we will continue to talk about, and we will, we're going to elaborate this on this more as we go along, and we'll get the source that you need riyad bin abayit as well, but the basic source is because in Bir Maisrot, right, when at the end of every 3-year period, at Pesach or Pesach, you do Bir Maestro, and you say, Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayit, I got everything out of the house, from which we learn that it's only Chayiv once it came in to the house. So the Gemara says, Ve'ezu Goron LeMaestro. So what is this state of Goren? what exactly counts as the end of the process? And again, we saw other nafkemina, right? If this is done by someone who's potter, a goyer and the mikdash and the like, then it would remove the chiyuv. Sakishuim medloin mishayav siku. But cucumbers and gourds is when you remove this pikas, which is this hairy growth. Right, so if the farmer picks them earlier, he'll rub it off, and that's going to be the gemar malacha. If he's not mishamed arema, when he makes a pile, right? Obviously that's one of the malachot. Right, ma'amer making a pile. Now, Mishayav Zigu, some Rishonim think it means when it's actually, it falls off naturally, which is a different stage. Now, it's worth noting, just once we're talking about Ma'amer, right, so the Gemara in Beitza, brings it in, right, discusses this, as we just mentioned. Right, the Gemara there is discussing, like, won't get the whole sugya, but the Gemara says, is it really true that there's no chumrah of Maisar over Shabbat? But the Gemara says, but it's not Ezu Garnan la Maisar, right, our Mishnah, Hakishun is Limishifak, Suvishalopik, Suvisham and Arema, Tananami Gabi Bitzal, Misham and Arema, Vilu Gabi Shabbat. Hamadat Aram Arema Patur. Just putting things in a pile is Patur. El Ma'at Lachamim. Lachem Machshevet Asra Torah. Chanamim Lachem Machshevet Asra Torah. Right. So in order for it to be Chayav on Shabbat, right, needs to be Melechet Machshevet. Needs a higher level of intensity, right? This is one of the other definitions of Melechet Machshevet, right? Normally we think of Melechet Machshevet. The aspect of it is that has to do with Machshava, but Onkelos already says the other interpretation is has to be Maisa Uman, that has to be Melechet Umnin, that something that is professional. Right, and therefore, right, the level of piling in Shabbat might be a more formal gathering and the like. Again, we're not going to get the whole thing, right? But the Gemara contrasts that, right, the one that's going to be chayav in the context of Maaser and the one that's in Shabbat. Right, so hence the case there of Melilat Sorim, right, of just collecting a bunch of barley in your hand, that's not going to be Ma'amer, but it might be for the purpose of Truma Maiso. So then the Gemara, coming back to our Mishnah, Avatiach Mishe Shalek, a melon when it's, again, this growth is removed, Imeno Mishalek, Mishas and Muktzen, if not when you make it into a muktza, right, again, which is lined up in a row. Yerek hanegad, vegetables that are bundled, mishigod, when you bundle them, v'meino ogid, and if you don't, mishimali edakli, so when you gather them up in a container, v'meino mamali edakli, and if you're not going to do that, mishilokod called circo, when you collect everything that you need in. Right, now this sounds like you'd be chayev, if you plan on collecting less than a container, you'd be chayev as soon as you finished. Right, that would be a chumrah. There's also the kula here that if you collect more than a pile, a container, it's not considered nigmar until you finish. Kilkila, kalkala, mishe yechape. I'm putting in a basket, so it's when you cover it with leaves, that's how they would, right, that's how you would, that was just the normal way of doing it. This would be a way of protecting it, presumably. V'meinu ma'alad ha'klim, you'll get a cold zarkon. Again, if you didn't, then it'd be when you finish it. So, b'meh dvarim amurim, b'molech l'shok. This is if you're taking it to the market. Why? Because as we said, the Oraita needs to read Pinabayit, which we'll elaborate on as we continue. But midrabanan, we saw there are six things that will make you chayav, and one of them is taking them to is selling them. You're bringing it home and you're not there yet. So then you're going to be potter until you get there, because you don't have riyat pnei habayit. Now, interestingly, the Rambam seems to understand this differently, because if you look at the Rambam in Berak Dalet, he writes, "Ein adavon nikvah l'maisam and atar achik yikansu l'veito." The midah right, yachin yisen l'veito. You need to bring it into the house. Shemar b'arta kodesh m'abayit. V'ushi yikansu derech shar. Shemar b'achu b'sharecha. Aval am hichnis tuato derech gav god v'karpi v'patram min atrumo min amaisro. And then Allah Chabedi says, "Yir ali." But you don't get malkut until you bring into the house. But if you do the other six, so then you're chayv midrabanan. And if you eat fruit you're planning on bringing to market, this implies that this is the taking it to shuk is like a seventh. It's different than just than the actual sale, right? That maybe all these rules are only when you plan on taking it to the house. But if you don't plan on taking the house, it becomes tevel immediately, right? And that's like a different chalos. Right, so it's not just that the purchase makes it kavua, but that you don't really need kviut if you're taking it to market as opposed to home. It's just functioning on a different level. If I read you just one formulation of this, you look at Mikdash David. He says, "V'nira da Rambam zal mafarish zed demolech lashok ein sarech ri v'nimayin ein oishum kviut." He says, according to the Rambam, it seems like it's not because you need, it's not because kviut mekach ra kevan de ein umi lachmas gavayit. You're not planning to bring that house, ain't sarach reyed b'nei bayit, right? It's reyed b'nei bayit is different. That if you plan on doing it, so until then it's not finished. V'nei v'chanami masha omid l'achilet po'olim v'tama davar nir d'zeh lo chashav achilet keva kon reyed b'nei bayit u'mishum d'lo chashav achilet rak achar shekamar ba'aperet kol ma'asayin shekamar l'achtan. It's not a magic, right? So is it, and we'll see this more, is it that you have a proactive chiyu reyed b'nei bayit, or that you can't have something left in the processing? From the Rambam. Right, and I'll just read the end of the line. He says, "Muchach mitivere Rambam zal, di imlo haya hadin vachaldav lo mocher, da gomer perodav limkor, patol gamri min amaisir, aya gomer perodav lashuk, chayim mazum min atorah, belo kvir chatzer, de kol sha, ino omin lachnin zel chatzer, in sarchem ebnei, bayit min atorah, rak lo mishkachal, amishum dichte vachalta." Lo mocher, and he says, "Right, so might not be chayev because a mocher isn't chayev." But in principle, what he's saying is you don't really need riyah pnei habayit; you need the end of the process. But again, the p'tur lokeach, the p'tur mocher, we'll get to as well. But we'll leave it here at the very top of Zion.